بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلا تك في مرية مما يعبد هؤلاء، ما يعبدون إلا كما يعبد آباؤهم قبل، وإنا لموفوهم نصيبهم غير منقوص.
Verse number 109. So do not be, O Messenger, in doubt about the invalidity of what these idolaters worship. They have no proof based on logic or any proof from the sacred law to justify such worship. The only thing that makes them worship other than Allah is their blind following of their forefathers. He will give them their full portion of the punishment without any reduction.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ فَاخْتُلِفَ فِيهِ وَلَوْلَا كَلِمَةٌ سَبَقَتْ مِنْ رَبِّكَ لَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ وَإِنَّهُمْ لَفِي شَكٍّ مِّنْهُ مُرِيبٍ.
Verse number 110. I had given Musa the Torah, but people differed with respect to it. Some of them believed, while others did not. Had it been for Allah's prior decree that the punishment will not come quickly, but will be postponed until the day of judgment for a reason, the punishment they deserve would have come down on them in this world. The disbelieving Jews and idolaters are in doubt about the Qur'an, which creates uncertainty in them.
وَإِنَّ كُلًّا لَمَّا لَيُوَفِّيَنَّهُمْ رَبُّكَ أَعْمَالَهُمْ إِنَّهُ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ.
Verse number 111. Your Lord, O Messenger, will certainly give each group who disagreed a full repayment for their actions. Any good action will receive a good repayment, and any evil action will receive an evil repayment. Allah is aware of what they do. No action of theirs is hidden from Him.
فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ وَلَا تَطْغَوْا إِنَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ.
Verse number 112. So remain patient, O Messenger, as Allah has instructed you. Fulfill His instructions and stay away from His prohibitions. Let those believers who have repented with you also remain patient. Do not overstep the limits by committing sins, because He sees what you do. No action of yours is hidden from Him, and He will repay you for what you do.
وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارُ وَمَا لَكُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ مِنْ أَوْلِيَاءَ ثُمَّ لَا تُنصَرُونَ.
Verse number 113. Do not incline to the disbelievers who do wrong by being kind to them and showing them love, or the fire of hell will afflict you because of such inclination, and you will not have any friends besides Allah to save you from it. Then you will not find anyone to help you.
وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ طَرَفَيِ النَّهَارِ وَزُلَفًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ ذَلِكَ ذِكْرَى لِلذَّاكِرِينَ.
Verse number 114. Maintain, O Messenger, the prayer in the best manner at the two ends of the day, at the beginning and the end of the day. Also, Maintain the prayer during the hours of the night. Good actions wipe out minor sins. This is a warning for those who pay attention and a lesson for those who accept.
وَاصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ.
Verse number 115. Be patient in doing what you have been instructed to do, with respect to being upright and avoiding the things you have been prohibited from, such as transgression and leaning towards the wrongdoers. Allah will not cause the reward of those who do good to be wasted. Instead, He will accept from them the best way of what they did, and will give them their reward in accordance with their best actions.
فلولا كان من القرون من قبلكم أولو بقية ينهون عن الفساد في الأرض إلا قليلا ممن أنجينا منهم واتبع الذين ظلموا ما أترفوا فيه وكانوا مجرمين.
Verse number 116. If only there were among the communities who were punished before you, remnants of the people of virtue and piety, who prohibited those communities from disbelief and from corruption on earth through sins. But there were no such remnants among them, except for a few of them who used to prohibit corruption, and whom I saved when I destroyed their people who did wrong. The wrongdoers from their people pursued the luxuries they had, and were wrong in doing so.
وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ لِيُهْلِكَ الْقُرَى بِظُلْمٍ وَأَهْلُهَا مُصْلِحُونَ.
Verse number 117. Your Lord, O Messenger, would not destroy any towns if its inhabitants were acting correctly on earth. They would only destroy if its inhabitants were causing corruption by disbelief, disobedience, and sins. Beneficial points. 1. Allah's decree has already been passed that the punishment in the world will be postponed until the Day of Judgment. This is for a reason intended by Allah. 2. It is necessary to remain firm on Allah's religion. 3. The verses warn against leaning towards the disbelievers who do wrong by being kind to them or showing them love. 4. The verses explain the times of the five ritual prayers, which are to be offered at the two ends of the day and during the early hours of the night. 5. The verses explain Allah's custom of having evil actions wiped out by good actions. 6. It is encouraged to create a group consisting of people of virtue who instruct good and prohibit corruption and evil. 7. Allah's custom is that He does not destroy any town if its people are setting things right on earth.
وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ لَجَعَلَ النَّاسَ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً وَلَا يَزَالُونَ مُخْتَلِفِينَ.
Verse number 118. If your Lord, O Messenger, willed to make people one nation on the truth, He would have done so, but He did not will that. So they continue to differ with respect to it because of their following their desires and doing wrong.
إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ رَبُّكَ وَلِذَٰلِكَ خَلَقَهُمْ وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ لَأَمْلَأَنَّ جَهَنَّمَ مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ.
Verse number 119. This is so except for those whom Allah showed mercy by giving them guidance. They do not differ with respect to His oneness. May He be glorified. For this test of disagreement, He created them. Some of them are wretched and others are fortunate. The word of your Lord, O Messenger, in which He decreed in pre-eternity to fill hell with jinn and humans who follow Satan is final.
وَجَاءَكَ فِي هَذِهِ الْحَقُّ وَمَوْعِظَةٌ وَذِكْرَى لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
Verse number 120. Every incident I relate to you, O Messenger, from the lives of the messengers before you, is to make your heart firm on the truth and to strengthen it. In this surah, the truth about which there is no doubt has come to you. In it, there has come to you a warning for the disbelievers and a reminder for the believers who benefit from such a reminder.
وَقُلْ لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ اعْمَلُوا عَلَى مَكَانَتِكُمْ إِنَّا عَامِلُونَ.
Verse number 121. Say, O Messenger, to those who do not have faith in Allah and do not accept His oneness, act according to your way of ignoring the truth and preventing others from it. We will also act according to our way of remaining firm on it, inviting towards it and being patient in it.
وَانْتَظِرُوا إِنَّا مُنْتَظِرُونَ.
Verse number 122. Wait to see what comes down on us. I am also waiting to see what comes down on you.
وَلِلَّهِ غَيْبُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَإِلَيْهِ يُرْجَعُ الْأَمْرُ كُلُّهُ فَاعْبُدْهُ وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَيْهِ وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ.
Verse number 123. Allah alone has knowledge of the ghayb in the heavens and the earth. Nothing is hidden from Him. The entire matter will be returned to Him alone on the Day of Judgment. So worship Him alone, O Messenger, and place your trust in Him in all your affairs. Your Lord is not unaware of what you do. Instead, He knows about it, and He will repay each person for what they did.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام را تلك آيات الكتاب المبين.
Joseph, Surah to Yusuf. Themes of the Surah. This Surah promises to strengthen the Prophet, peace be upon him, and the believers after undergoing their many trials. Explanation. Verse number 1. Alif Lam Ra. The placement of such letters has been discussed at the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah. The verses that are revealed in this Surah are from the verses of the Qur'an which are clear in their meaning.
Inna أنزلناه قرآنا عربيا لعلكم تعقلون.
Verse number 2. I have revealed the Qur'an in the language of the Arabs, so that you, O Arabs, can understand its meanings.
نحن نقص عليك أحسن القصص بما أوحينا إليك هذا القرآن وإن كنت من قبله لمن الغافلين.
Verse number 3. By revealing this Quran to you, I narrate, O Messenger, the best of stories and their accuracy, the soundness of their words and their eloquence. Before I revealed it, you were unaware of these stories without any knowledge of them.
إذ قال يوسف لأبيه يا أبت إني رأيت أحد عشر كوكبا والشمس والقمر رأيتهم لي ساجدين.
Verse number 4. I tell you, O messenger, about the time when Yusuf said to his father, Yaqub, O my father, I dreamt of 11 stars and I saw the sun and the moon. I saw all of them prostrating to me. This dream was an early sign of good news for Yusuf. Peace be upon him. Beneficial points. 1. Unnecessary disagreement is condemned in Islam. 2. The reason for Quranic stories is stated in these verses, to make the heart of the Prophet, peace be upon him, firm, and to advise the believers. 3. Knowledge of the unseen is exclusive to Allah, and no one shares this with him. 4. The reason for the Quran being revealed in Arabic was for the Arabs to understand it and convey it to others. 5. The Quran contains the best of stories.